I think the internet has actually been a great help to the pro-life cause. It has been a great hindrance to the cause of personal sexual purity and other types of issues, but it has been a great help to the pro-life cause because there are so many young people who are getting their information over the internet, and the pictures, both the prenatal pictures, not of aborted children, but just of the regular human development of preborn children. The science is such that, for instance, there's a prominent National Geographic video that's out there that shows the development of the preborn child that is not an attempt to be pro-life, but it is pro-life. You simply watch it, and you can't help but be pro-life. You mean you got this child whose heart is beating 28 days after conception. You've got the brain waves that are measurable 40 days after conception. This is before anyone's even considering an abortion. This is, in the case of the heartbeat, before a woman has missed a period and realized that, she's pregnant, and certainly before she's certain she's pregnant, that often there isn't that certainty of being pregnant often until 4, 5, 6 weeks after conception has taken place. And yet this preborn child has developed unbelievably. And that can all be seen now. That's all documented. Now, it was documented before, but who's going to go out and buy one of these movies? And even who's going to purchase the video, of the pro-life movies? But now they're available, and they're coming even from secular sources, just medical sources. So that's been a great advantage. And the pictures of aborted children, of course, which are readily available online. And we have a generation of young people who their parents often refuse to look at some of these things. They just say, this is just too gory. But we have an interesting generation that's growing up looking at a lot of gore. It's growing up looking at a lot of movies that even most parents would say, I wish they wouldn't look at. And yet, part of that involves a willingness to look at what an abortion really is. And of course, those pictures of unborn children are so powerful. They are so persuasive, and they're intuitive. They're not just the presentation of facts, but when you look, you know this is a baby. There is no question. And so no matter what, somebody, it used to be that the pro-choice movement actually functioned on the basis of people's ignorance. It really moved forward based on the fact that people didn't know. People didn't understand. People didn't have access to the pictures, or even if the pictures were put in front of them, they immediately turned away. And now, the information is there, and people are responding to it. So yes, I do think that's a big part of why this younger generation is more savvy and more convinced in the pro-life area.